If you love animals and are looking for a way to volunteer in the community, Paws of Charles City might be your answer. I'm JC Paws Assistant Manager, and we are always looking for people to help walk dogs, socialize our cats, help with fundraising events, foster homes, and loving adoptive homes. Paws Humane Society and L&J Industries, helping our furry friends find their forever home.
It's 8:08 on the morning show, 25 degrees right now in downtown Charles City, with today's Paws, I guess this week's Paws Pet of the Week, brought to you by L&J Industries and a Floyd County Medical Center. With us this morning from the Paws Humane Society, we have J.C. Pikel. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
So you made the venture to KCHA. How are the roads? Icy?
It wasn't too bad. I came from Floyd, so I just took my time, and they weren't too bad. Thankfully, I think the city and county plows have been out and spreading some gravel and stuff, so hopefully that helps a lot. And it wasn't too bad, thankfully. I got to the shelter okay.
Well, you like snow, don't you?
Yeah, I like snow for the most part. We have a couple snowmobiles, so
we
enjoy that.
Well, we got more snow coming up tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, and then again on Saturday. So if you wanted more snow, I guess you got your wish. So who'd you bring with the Paws Pet of the Week? Who'd you bring today?
So this morning I brought Honeycomb with me. I almost said Homecoming. I don't know.
And I called him Pinecone. I know, Pinecone. So whatever his name is.
Honeycomb this morning. She's been at Paws since, I believe, like August or September.
Oh.
I should have looked before I left, but she's been with us quite a while. She was seized actually by the Charles City Police Department in a neglect abuse situation. A kitten and then two young puppies were seized in this household in Charles City. So she's the last. The other three have gotten adopted, so she's the last to be adopted. We're hoping she finds a home very soon. She's definitely put on weight now. She's a very thick girl, but doing well at Paws. She is very outgoing, very talkative. She's been talking in here all morning. She's a really, really sweet cat. She gets along okay with other cats. She doesn't seem to be a fan of dogs, but that could change depending in a home. We've had a couple dogs on that have met her just to see how they would do with each other. And she actually tries to attack a couple of the dogs. So dogs may not be her thing, but very, very sweet cat. She would do well, I think, in any home. She would probably be okay with young kids as long as they could give her space. But just a very sweet cat, a little on the older side. So not very old, maybe 2 or 3 or so. But very, very sweet and loving and a very social cat. I wasn't sure what to think about her being here, but she's been walking around and meowing and doing her little purrs kind of all morning and has been very, very confident.
And she really loves being petted.
Yeah, she doesn't really mind. She doesn't really want to play. She would rather probably sit in your lap and watch outside the window, watch some TV, and then just enjoy being petted.
Every time you stop, she makes sure that you restart pretty quickly.
Right.
So let's talk about adoption hours. What you got for us this weekend?
Yeah, so it looks like we'll be open Saturday 11 to 2 and Sunday 1 to 3. That may change just depending on the weather and volunteers. I know the volunteer that's scheduled for Saturday may have a family issue coming up. So just kind of watch our Facebook page. We will for sure be open on Sunday 1 to 3. And then you can always call or text or send us an email and set up an appointment during the week. Or if the weekends don't work for you or that time frame doesn't work. I know it's kind of a limited time frame, but being volunteer run is kind of hard. So that's why we try to push our animals on social media and Pet Finder and things like that. So just get a hold of us. Our phone number is 641-228-0262. And if you call, just make sure to leave a voicemail. The Paws phone probably gets a dozen calls a day and most of them don't leave voicemails. So it's hard to call people back. When you don't leave a voicemail and you can always text. Texting works really good for us too, just because then we can get it outside of work hours or if we have a break or something like that. So
okay, excellent. I feel bad for Honeycomb. I'm back here petting her, and every time I go to pet her, it's just a shock.
Oh,
like you can hear the zap, zap, zap.
Is that when you came to me?
Yeah, she totally abandoned me at this point. Well, let's go ahead and recap how Santa Paws went. Pretty successful this past weekend.
Yeah, we were actually thinking, I know I was thinking, Angie was not thinking that we were a little lower on animals this year, but we were actually like higher on animals, I would say. Quite a bit higher. So this year we had 74 dogs, 2 cats, and 5 guinea pigs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever had guinea pigs, which was really kind of fun. It was interesting. They're very quiet. So that, and last year, last year we only had 60 dogs. So quite a bit from last year to this year, which was really, really fun. Angie posted the pictures last night. So if you haven't seen them yet, follow us on Facebook, Paws Humane Society, as well as Shots by Ange on Facebook, and those pictures are posted there. I did share them to the Charles City Community chat page on Facebook too, so if you don't follow either of those pages, but you're probably in the community chat page, you can see them there as well. And if you have, if you are in any of the pictures and you want more, just email or message that Shots by Ange Facebook page, and she has more pictures available. She kind of skimmed through and did like the really good ones that were on there, but she has, I think she took 1,100 or 1,200 pictures that day. So there are quite a few pictures available, but it was a lot of fun. So big thank you to Shots by Ange for doing all the pictures, Santa Claus for being there with our Santa, and then Otto's Oasis for providing the amazing background. It's so beautiful in there with the poinsettias and very Christmassy the way they have it set up. So thank you for all of them, as well as the community, for coming out and supporting us.
I would still be going through all those pictures. 1,200 pictures.
I know, so many pictures. But it's so fun. It's just, it's a lot of fun. My voice by the end of the 2 hours is like gone, because I'm just like standing behind Angie, like trying to get the animal's attention. I'm sure people think I look like a crazy person, but hey, we get some good pictures. So
I was going to say,
okay,
as long as she got a picture of you acting like a crazy person, that's really...
I don't know if Angie did, but there were a couple news people there taking pictures that probably got one of me leaning over her with a cat toy and squeaky sounds on my phone. It's an entire production.
The things you guys will do to get a pet to look at a camera. And honestly, it takes that much to get a pet to look at a camera. So what's next in the world of fundraising for Paws? Are you taking the rest of the month off?
No, never taking the month off. We are, this one is more of just an online promotion. We're doing Home for the Holidays. We need to create a graphic for that. It's crazy to think that we're like 2 weeks away from Christmas. But Home for the Holidays, we're doing reduced adoption fees. I believe any cats over 6 months are reduced to $60. And then Ollie, the dog that I brought a couple weeks ago, he's still available. His adoption fee is reduced to $150, which is normally $200. And then kittens are still $100. And hopefully we will have some kittens available in a couple weeks. Unfortunately, they're being treated for ringworm. So if that is just, that takes 6 to 8 weeks to clearly get rid of. And of course, we want to make sure all of our animals are healthy before they're adopted. So hopefully these kittens will be able to be adopted very soon. They're looking really great, so we can get some good pictures of them and start promoting them. Once they're treated of ringworm, you know, it's very safe. We have several animals that have been adopted after they've had ringworm, and they can be carriers, but a lot of the times the cats in the home don't get it. I'm not going to say they never do. It's just kind of a risk. And always talk to your veterinarian. Avenue of the Saints Animal Hospital that we work with is very open. If you use their vet, you can talk to them about wanting to adopt any animal that may have had some health issues, and just see how they will be with your current animals.
All right. Oh, let's see. Anything else?
She's just sitting here. She's just sitting under the tree. She's so cute.
Well, at least
so
she's
cute.
Not like in the tree.
I know.
We've had some cats that like to climb the tree as high as they possibly can.
Oh, we do. We may have another event coming up, probably in February sometime. We are partnering, Tellurian and Prologue are partnering together and going to do some sort of fun, like, wine tasting event at Prologue. So stay tuned for that. That'll be coming up sometime February, March, sometime when that works for them. And then we are, speaking of Cabin Fever weekend coming up too in a month. That's the end of January. We will be open for adoption hours that weekend. The last couple years, we've had kind of more of an open house feel. We have like some snacks and activities to do where you, and you can come and visit the animals. And we're doing special adoption hours on Friday, the January 30th from 4 to 7. So you can come on up Friday and bring donations, see the animals. You don't have to be wanting to adopt. You can come out and play with the animals. Any new people that they can see is very helpful. They all need enrichment and all need to have some fun and meet new people. They kind of get used to the same volunteers that come out. So it's just really good for the animals to see people and have them visit them.
They get so excited when somebody else comes.
They really do. And then they have kids that come and play. We have like the rope toys that kids can play with the cats, and it's really fun. Like, you wouldn't think an animal gets excited, but they really, really do.
More information on everything happening at Paws here in Charles City. Go to pawscharlescity.com and find Paws at Charles City on Facebook as well. Well, I guess enjoy the rest of your windy day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.